This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Yeah, hi, I'm looking for my 12-year-old daughter. She said she came in here a while ago. Have you seen her?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the listener feedback show for March 10th, 2008. I had to think about it. It's not written down this time. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me is my co-host, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good.
And we are also joined in the studio by my daughter, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, Lisa.
Good.
We need to adjust your microphone just a touch.
How come
what?
You're on and Craig's in
the... Because that's called putting Craig in his right place.
Yeah, it's called confusion.
But he's on the left side.
No, you've got your headphones on backwards. He's on the
Too
right
bad.
Side.
I'm right.
Craig's all right.
All right.
Lisa's got lots of things to share with us tonight.
Oh, really?
But first, let's hear what the listeners think from the latest feedback. I mean, the latest regular show.
<Yeah. laughs> Chuck, Craig, it's Victor, and
Victor.
I was just listening to your latest episode. And Craig, it wasn't the DMCA that DARPA violated. It's Apple's EULA, which clearly states, I'm not reading, I'm in the car, that their products cannot be used to make weapons or to design weapons from that perspective. Clearly, the use of an iPhone on a robot as a reconnaissance sending data device is a clear violation of that EULA. Apple would not be happy, and Al Gore would not be happy. It's not very green, is it? Bye, guys. 101.
He did that bilingual 101.
No, it kind of confused me. Well, hey, wait a minute. Now, for intents and purposes, that was not a weapon. It was a transport.
I can't remember. What were we talking about?
It was the autonomous vehicle that they would give it 2 points and they would go. It was like the big Humvee killer.
Oh, yeah.
6 wheels. So it wasn't necessarily a weapon. However, I'm sure it could be used as one. But I don't know about that. But still, a hacked iPhone. Now, come on. That's like, you know, the big naughty thing going on around right now. So with Apple and everybody. No, not that they released an SDK. I guess they can apply for a development kit and do this with it legally.
Lisa, do you want an iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
She's sucking on some later. Candy.
She wants an iPhone, huh?
Oh, yeah. Someday, when they get to be... $99.
$99.
Maybe for a college gift.
Oh, look at there. Well, something to look forward to.
That's only 6 years away, right? Seems like a long time for you. Not for me. Let's move on.
Hey, guys. The intro the
yes.
other day?
Yes.
Just listened to it. The Hack Me Elmo? It sounded an awful lot like Jar Jar Binks. Anyway, this is Anthony in Virginia Beach. From Genoa.
Close. They're both up in the same octave, but Elmo is a little more raspy.
I think if we were referring to a Hack Me Jar Jar, I think it'd be a little more of a horror movie.
Hack Me to Bits Jar Jar.
Misa no likey.
Weet. I need water now.
Here, have some of mine. Chocolate getting to you?
And caramel.
Oh, she gave you a Rolo, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, man, I love those things, man.
I had a little accident while doing some home improvement today.
Oh, really? Do you have all your digits still?
Oh, yeah. Close.
Okay.
Close call. Just a scraped knuckle. You're not having fun until you bash your knuckles on any home improvement project.
Were you the one that yelled when we were outside?
The birds flutter as...
No, that was not me.
Okay.
Well, you know, I did let out a nasty yell because I got a paper cut open in a Lego box for my son.
Oh.
And then that was on one thumb, and then I was out there throwing the dog toy for my boxer Annie, and she got my thumb with her tooth, so on the other thumb. It's like, why don't you just take them all right now?
All right, moving right along.
Hi guys, this is Eric from New York, and I'm listening to show 207. And a fellow just asked, if it's against the law to be talking on a cell phone while your car is on the highway, but you're not moving, if a cop's seeing you, it's a ticket.
Really?
In New York City, we got the strangest rules. If your car is parked on the road, and you take your seatbelt off and fall asleep, but the keys are in ignition, you can get a ticket for driving without a seatbelt, even though you were sleeping on the side of the road. There are plenty of crazy laws out there, and most of them are high fines. So, be careful. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Well, you know, speaking of that, I know, but this has happened to a couple people. They've been drinking. Now, I know they were in the car.
Yeah.
Their keys were in the ignition. They weren't driving, but they got a DUI because the cops saw them just sleeping in their car. So, you know, it's as ridiculous as it sounds. You know, I don't know. Legally, that's iffy to me, but...
If you're not moving, there shouldn't be an issue.
Well, the key... That was the stick point.
Nah. I think it's bogus. You got to draw the line somewhere, I guess.
I guess.
Let this be a lesson to you.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. Joe in Denver.
Joe!
Craig, I know Chuck has called you out on this quit caffeine thing, but you know, my friend, nobody likes a quitter.
What do you think, Lisa? Caffeine or no caffeine?
Quitting is for losers.
That's right.
There's Amen, a black Lisa. Belt attitude. See, we were trying to get Craig to give up caffeine for a couple of weeks. No?
Why? I don't know. Why? You know, it's like this whole thing turned around on me. I was a story about... What was it about? I can't even remember. But now it's all about me.
Do you drink caffeine, Lisa?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you started drinking coffee. How old were you when you started drinking coffee?
Two.
About one and a half.
Mm.
I heard of one of those fancy cappuccino things with a mint stick in it at a restaurant. Little girl upends the thing. Gulp, 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 gulp. It was full of whipped cream.
Well, you know, Harrison doesn't drink soft drinks at all, nor does he, you know, drink anything caffeine-related, of course, but because... I have trouble getting him in the bed as it is. I'm going to feed him some caffeine.
Yeah, you think.
I'm still drinking caffeine, but I will admit that all of you guys have gotten me a little more conscious about how much I'm drinking. So, you know, like I have a cup, and then when I go for a second, I'm like, should I? No, I'll just go for water. So you're having an impact. How about that? Does that make you feel better?
Much.
Okay.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Dean calling. Just wanted to let you know to be a little bit more careful on the caffeine and Parkinson's references.
Oh.
I just want to let you know that caffeine or coffee is not a preventative for Parkinson's disease. It just reduces your risk of getting Parkinson's disease. My mother-in-law happens to actually have Parkinson's and has been drinking coffee like it was going out of style. Ever since I met her. So that woman can put away at least a pot a day if she wanted to.
Sounds like my mom.
And it has not slowed down or prevented her from getting the disease. She still has it. So just want to let you know, be a little bit careful with some of that research studies and make sure you're saying it the way it should be, that caffeine and coffee will help to reduce the risk of getting, not prevent it. Thanks. You guys have a great show. Bye.
Must have been you, Craig.
Well, no. Remember, we were reading the email, mm-hmm. and at the end of the email, it said it would, you know, it would prevent uh-huh. you from getting. And I was, that's why I kept saying, wow, that's what it said, because I thought it was so amazing that it sounded too good to be true. That's what I was getting at. And you're right. Maybe we should be a little careful when we say things like that. But I
we'll
was,
have a disclaimer. Technorama is not a medical show. Do not take any of our advice
well,
without consulting
the other thing
your
I was
doctor.
Thinking. I hope nobody takes our word for, you know, gold, but but at any rate, that's why I was amazed at that statement. I kept thinking, wow, it prevents it? You know, it was anyway, but you're right. And hello.
Yes. Skype just went kind of hit blank on us.
But maybe
figure
I should
you were just you just keep going.
Okay.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
And just wanted to comment on the whole caffeine thing.
Here we go.
Boy, you're really beating up Craig on that, Chuck. But anyway, I'm embarrassed to admit, though, that I chewed tobacco for 18 years.
Shame on you.
And I also smoked for a number of years.
Shame on you.
I quit chewing about little more than 4 years ago, and
good
I quit smoking several years ago, and both were difficult. But a few years ago, I decided to give up caffeine, and Ooh. That was harder than any of the tobacco. I used to say caffeine has no effect on me. I could drink a Mountain Dew or three, or a big thing of iced tea, and go right to bed 2 minutes later and have no problem falling asleep. But it wasn't until I gave up caffeine, and the first 3 weeks of giving up caffeine were very difficult for me. I had headaches. I had to change what I took because I couldn't take, like, Excedrin. But it was very difficult. I was crabby. My wife wanted me to be drinking caffeine. But I found after that first few weeks, I actually slept better. And I found I could wake up easier in the morning. And so I found that I was definitely addicted. And now I drink decaffeinated tea, iced tea, which still has some caffeine. I don't drink soda anymore, but I'm not. I don't avoid caffeine like the plague. But I do know that it, for me at least, I was more addicted to that. It was harder to give up that than it was to give up tobacco. Because the only thing that would be hard for me to give up is, well, listening to Technorama. I don't think I could give up listening to Technorama for 2 weeks. Does that mean I'm addicted to Technorama? Hey.
Yes.
Anyway. 101, guys.
He might sleep better.
We feed directly from your ears to your brain nerves.
Hey, he thinks he sleeps better now without caffeine. Imagine without Technorama. Wait a minute. Let's go there.
That's what all those strange dreams are about. Wait a minute. That's where we get half our material.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'll probably cut back even more so this week. So.
Hey, man, brother.
It's Mayberry, not Marberry. Come on.
Thank you for that comment.
Marberry? Isn't that that cigarette?
That's what Marv said, or Marvberry, or whatever he's...
Marvberry? Now it's starting to sound like something we should consult your doctor about.
Yeah.
Chuck!
What?
Craig! How are you? Dwight from Ottawa here.
Dwight!
Pedaling very fast on my bike because, as you know, we Canadians don't have the same power that you people do. Careful, Craig. We might come for you. The electric car made in Canada. Actually, interesting little vehicle. They're trying to work on a version that has, which I guess would be the new and improved one, greater distance. But what's really hilarious, I can't buy this. Why? Because Transport Canada has not given them the go-ahead to go and sell this in Canada. Nothing but it's not like there's anything wrong with the car. It's just the fact that the government is too freaking lazy. Although today I'm thinking, you know, it'd have to probably have a V10 diesel, very large tires,
because it hasn't stopped snowing for the past 14 hours. I'm glad we invented snow blowers and skidoos. Take it easy, guys. We'll catch you on the flip side.
I was just talking about you today, Chuck, about your snowblower.
What about my snowblower?
You're the only person I know that owns a snowblower.
Really? Wow.
At least that I know of. I'm sure there's other people that listen to Technorama, but yeah, it's, you know, we don't have this here. I got a lawnmower. That's as close as I get to a, you know, it's a grass blower.
you know where I got mine, right?
Where's that?
I got mine in 97 when one of our directors went to start his office in North Carolina. He said,
"Oh, really?
I'm moving from Appleton, Wisconsin to Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't need a snowblower. Who wants to buy it?"
I don't need this thing anymore. Oh, well, that's funny.
Oddly enough, he's probably needed it more than I have until this year.
Well, yeah, y'all still got a bunch of snow, right? Are y'all still getting snow now?
Oh, yeah. It's been sunny and warm. A lot of it's disappeared. We're supposed to get a little more. I think they said, what, another inch or so, and we beat the all-time record for Appleton?
We haven't
Appleton?
Got any in a while, though, and it's melting.
It's melting, and then it freezes, and then it melts, and it's kind of crusty right now. Lisa was outside playing in it today.
There were layers. Like, the top layer felt like flakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a layer of icy snow, and then there's really packy snow.
So it's kind of like the Grand Canyon right now. It's a very stratified. Did you find any dinosaurs?
No.
Some kids, you know, stuck in the permafrost? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, well, don't laugh. We keep our Thanksgiving leftovers out there.
Yeah, right.
Yummy.
Save some energy on the refrigerator, turn off. No, but, you know, we've gotten that before where it snowed and then it like sleeted and then it would snow a little bit more and then it would melt a little and then it would maybe snow a little bit. But that was an unusual year. But it's the kind of stuff where as a kid you're running in it and if you fall, it kind of hurts your face.
Yeah. I had one of those on a ski trip one time. I sort of fell over but was able to get back up real fast. But boy, that was like taking a really coarse grinder to your hip. Like, oh, that hurt. It's like getting hit by, you know, 50 baseballs in about half a second. Because it was
sandpaper.
It was, well, it wasn't snow so much as ground up chunks of ice. And That's what caused me to lose my balance.
It's like sticking your butt in a blender.
I can't say I can compare it to that, Craig. Can you?
Will it blend? Let's do it.
That would just be wrong.
Yeah. I'm starting to get tears here now. Hold on.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, it's Bruce. Back in Kansas City on Wednesday night, having spent a couple of days in Houston, Texas. Listen to the voicemail show today. And, okay, so am I the only one who, I kind of, will the computer guy and myself, I think we kind of sound alike. And in fact, you know, there was a point there where, you know, I was having to deny that I really was Will the Computer Guy, okay? And then there was that whole thing of how he was trying to send me messages, and I was sending him back the coded messages.
Yeah.
And now he reveals that he has a musical background and has, in fact, been certified to teach music, but has since gone into computers.
Twins separated at birth.
Pursued that, and as I mentioned before, was very, very close to becoming a pedagogical music teacher, but veered off at the last moment.
Just what we need.
He was an instrumentalist. I am a vocalist, but I'm really starting to get this eerie feeling. Okay, guys, I think maybe Will the Computer Guy and myself are like the same person from two alternate universes that have somehow gotten into this common space-time continuum here.
Time traveling.
And somehow I'm supposed to figure out which one, or maybe he's supposed to figure out which one of us is supposed to be here and which one of us isn't supposed to be here.
Don't cross the streams.
And it gets really complex. I mean, maybe, you know, I could have been the clarinet player and he could have been the vocalist if things had been different, and it's one of those quantum things. And anyway, that's my working theory right now, is I may be stuck in a time loop with Will the Computer Guy. After all, my middle name is William, so maybe I just go by Will? I don't know. It's so hard doing these, like,
time loop things. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
He watches too much TV.
Yes. She fits in so well.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome anytime, Lisa.
What shows you think you would pick that up on, Lisa?
Journeyman.
What else?
I don't know.
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
He could be twins separating at birth, although they're vastly different ages, if I recall.
I was thinking of BSG and the Cylons. You know, it's just like...
there are many copies. And Bruce thinks you're a Cylon.
Actually, I think this is the basis for the next J.C. Hutchins book.
Two Bruces?
Yeah.
Two Wills?
Two Wills don't make right. Okay, sorry.
Will of the Dead? No, Will of... Where there's a will, there's a way?
Where there's a wheel, there's a Bruce.
Hey, one more thing about the voicemail show. Enjoyed just wonderfully the Encaffeinated One making his comments on caffeine, which would only be appropriate. The only thing, I just had to take a slight bit of umbrage with something that he said towards the end of his excellent presentation, where he made the statement that beer was not as important as caffeine. I agree with everything he was talking about the 1600s to 1700s, enabling the 1700s of the Enlightenment to take place because of the interchange of ideas, and even the importation of the coffee helped in that, because when the ship comes in with the coffee, it also brings in news from faraway places, and you hear about things, and an interchange of ideas takes place. A wonderful thing, study up on it, read the books that are about that, The System of the World by Neal Stephenson. Beer. Okay, now, I'm willing to allow caffeine to have its day here, but 4,000 plus or so years ago, beer is the reason why people stopped hunting and gathering and wandering around aimlessly and started raping grain. Okay, so all of civilization, beer, rather important, but now that it's had its day in the sun for 4,000 years, it is more than willing to step aside and give caffeine its day and its due. As always, enjoy the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
I thought beer was the reason people started wandering around aimlessly.
I was going to say it was my basis for doing that. Wandering around and bumping into stuff. And...
where'd I park my cart?
But hey, you know, that is an interesting concept, though, to think that not just the consumption of caffeine or even spices and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but just because they were importing it had the side effect of bringing in news and people, I guess, even migrating, you know, getting off a boat, starting to live here, you know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. That's an interesting concept.
Oh, yeah. There was more to the food industry than just the food itself.
Yep.
History. It's a wonderful thing. You got to live
it. How does that work?
How's what work?
More to the food industry than food.
Because in the old days, they used to ship everything. They used to put it on ships. Like, if you wanted tea, you had to get it from India, and they would put it on the boats, and they would sail it around Africa and up to England, and you'd get all kinds of news. Because periodically, they'd have to stop. They couldn't go all the way from India to England without stopping.
So that way we had the taxes on it.
England wanted to tax us, yes, when we were a British colony. Mm. But not anymore.
They better not.
Now they tax themselves.
Remember that Boston Tea thing?
Yeah, what was it this in the today in the news or whatever it was?
Mark.
The cartographer that had a frog in his throat? I mean, what?
Yes.
Oh, Flemish. Oh, okay. Never mind. Bye.
Mercator. You know do you know what a Mercator chart is, Lisa?
No.
It's probably the most common map that everybody sees. It's the flat representation of the world where Greenland looks really huge and Antarctica takes up the whole bottom of the map. That's a Mercator chart. He's a Flemish cartographer, and he was thinking phlegm. He was a phlegmed cartographer.
Okay, moving right along.
Talk about hacking a map.
It's not funny.
Hey, guys, this is Mark in Memphis. Maybe all this increase of activity is due to spring coming around and your sap is rising.
Did he just insult us?
I don't know, but it sure did sound funny.
Our sap is rising. When life deals you sap, make maple syrup.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, he's pointing at the webcam again. The screensaver kicked in.
Why don't you just turn it off?
I did turn it off. It doesn't stay off. I mean, it keeps kicking back in.
It has a grievance with him.
Technology and me, we just don't get along. Oh, that reminds me. I watched the Dresden Files pilot last night. That was really good. I've seen a couple of them.
Is that the magic guy?
The other show. Yeah, he's the wizard guy. Yeah. The other one that I started watching is New Amsterdam.
You know, I caught that the first time. I think it was the second episode. I didn't watch the first one.
I just caught the pilot.
It looks
Sunday
the same.
Night. Except one's in New York and one's in Chicago, and one's a wizard and one's a guy who lives forever.
But I thought it wasn't too bad.
They're
detectives,
both solving crime, and they both have a brunette detective partner. Yeah, that's weird, huh? And how many reality shows are there?
326,000.
Oi! That's going to do it for the voicemail show. We've run out of voicemail. If you want to send us your comments.
Chuck.
What?
That's okay. You're recording me, right?
Yes.
I forgot to hit the record button. Okay.
You're going to have some Skype dropouts, but that'll be fun to edit. I'll leave that to you.
I just looked down and the counter wasn't moving. I was like, wait a minute.
That's usually a good indication that you forgot to hit record.
Yeah. Okay. Joke's on me. Joke's on me this time.
Oh, well, if we got a joke, then...
And that would be me. Yeah.
If you want to send us your comments, call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 206-222-2428. Otherwise, email us at technorama@chuckchat.com. If you've got a microphone, pick it up, record something, send it to us. We'd love to hear from you. The website is www.chuckchat.com for all the forum, swag, webcam, la 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 la, and all that good stuff. You can also donate to the tip jar one time or monthly micropayments. We appreciate either. Either is greatly appreciated. But that was highly repetitively redundant. You can also give us a review on the iTunes Music Store. Add us as a favorite to Podcast Pickle. Or give us a vote on Podcast Alley. We appreciate those too. That's the free cheap and easy way.
I'm going to start recording myself now, so I'll sound cool at the end of the show at least.
That's great, Craig.
There. Does that sound better now? High fidelity, maybe.
Thanks to the following people for donating their time and talent to keeping Technorama going. Mad Marv for all the great blog content he provides during the week. Scott Reynolds and Ustream for the modest live streams that we have on Sunday nights. Everybody gathers around the fire, warms their hands and feet, and listens to Technorama at the same time. It's a wonderful... who's the painter?
You could be one of those people that talk at the end of commercials really fast.
Chat room is provided by Freedom.net, IRC.Freedom.net. Pound Technorama is the chat. If you're getting the show the old-fashioned way by clicking on the website, consider subscribing for free. It's free. Cheap, free, and easy. Send us an email if you want to know more. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. Find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with Farpoint Media at farpointmedia.net. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama. And, Craig, I can't say it any faster. Can you? Binary high five.
It's, you One. Said cheap, free, and easy. Cheap,
cheap
and
free. And
free.
Easy. 1-0-1.
1-0-1.